Hello and welcome to Brothers Less Grimm. My name is Mark and with me is Jeff.
I waved.
It's an audio medium, Jeff. They can't see waves.
Yeah. I did really wave, though.
I believe you. Also, I'm not with you physically, so I don't know for sure. You could be lying.
But I promise you I waved.
I trust you.
It's a good wave, too.
I bet. Well, waves aside, if you like stories, you are in the right place. Every episode, we improvise one story by playing the card game Once Upon a Time. Though we do use our own set of house rules, and if you want to know specifically what we're doing, check out our episode zero. We do have a content warning for this episode because we utilize a lot of dark humor. But if you think that's something that you might enjoy, please join us as we welcome Donnie Starr as he introduces the first contestant. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Axe or Portal.
So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to everybody's favorite game show.
I love it already.
I do too, but I don't know what else beyond that yet. So we're gonna make it everyone's favorite game show, Axe or Portal. Let's meet our first contestant. He is a cook from the big city. His name, Timothy. Come on down, Timothy, to the stage. And, of course, this is being filmed in front of a live studio audience. People cheer this guy, Timothy. I guess I won't describe him so that he'll remain kind of an empty vessel until you take over, possibly. I don't know. You don't have to describe him if you don't want to. But for now, Timothy is coming down to the stage to meet the host. He's a cook. The game show is called Axe or Portal. Over to you. I don't know what to do. But I like the idea of a game show. So we'll see what happens here.
Okay. The host is Donnie Starr.
I like that. That's a good name.
Timothy, very brave of you to come on to Axe or Portal.
Oh, what a name. What is that, like, game show?
as you know, this game show, you will answer questions, and your boss, who is in that next room, will decide whether you get the axe or if you get given a portal to a promotion.
That's actually pretty good. I like that. Get the axe or the portal. Okay, so his boss is in the other room. What's Timothy supposed to do for the game show? He needs to answer questions, you said?
He needs to answer questions, and then based off of his answers, he will either get fired or promoted.
That is
no middle ground.
Frighteningly vague. Answer questions, because that could be anything. Yeah, like, what's your favorite color? He's getting the axe, Donnie. All right.
Question number one. Very easy. Timothy, what is your favorite color?
All right, good. Thank you for going there and just seeing what happens with that one.
I like a lime green. I just like a lime green, you know? It reminds me of limes. And limes, I put in my favorite drink, gin and tonic. It's like, ooh, a drinker. Do you hear that, audience? And like the audience is just like,
ooh. Wait, what was the reaction?
Some of them are like,
oh. Okay. Yeah, I had the wrong reaction.
You don't drink on the job, do you, Timothy? No, Donnie, I don't. And the crowd's just like, woo! No drinking on the job. It's like, Timothy, tell me, you've gotten a good job as a cook. Why do you want to risk it all for that promotion to sous chef, I guess, would be the natural progression. And he's just like, Timothy's like, well, you see, I'm gonna go really dark. Actually, like, please, you see, my daughter has been recently diagnosed with leukemia, and I'm having a hard time paying the medical bills.
Oh, he's getting the axe. Oh no, I can just already feel it.
So a promotion will really help my family. And Donnie's just like, well, you heard it here. Classic sob story. All right, your next question is, and over to you.
Next question is, Timothy, do you think your boss's wife is hot? Let's bring her out, ladies and gentlemen, so you can get a good look at her. Timothy, someone, take a look.
Someone wolf whistles in the audience.
Not this show. Timothy's like, Donnie's like, choose carefully. You don't want to offend your boss. And there are, you don't want to offend the lovely Monica. Monica's like, I don't know how I feel about this. I guess bad. I guess that's how I feel about this. And Donnie's like, 30 seconds on the clock, Timothy. What is your answer? Is your boss's wife hot? Timothy's like, "15 seconds, Timothy. I'm gonna need an answer. Otherwise, you will get the axe." Timothy's sweating bullets. His boss over is in the next room.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining, like, there's a big wall between them so the audience can see everything.
Yes, okay. I like that.
Okay. Because you were picturing background.
I was picturing, like, Deal or No Deal type situation. But I like the idea of a dating game set up where there's just a wall.
So you can't like, judge the boss's body language. I guess that's what the producers of the show talk. Suits of Axe and Porter are like, no, hold on, we can't. We're gonna need people to get the axe sometimes. Which, by the way, do they murder the person? Or maybe they just get an axe to take home? I don't know. Unclear. Okay, 10 seconds on the clock, Timothy. 9, 8, 7. Timothy's like, no, I don't think she's hot. I think she's beautiful. The audience just holds their breath and like, ooh, is that a good answer? Donnie Starr is like, I'm going to remind you, at any time, your boss can give you the axe. He can end the game at any moment. I will give you a chance to change your answer. Timothy, do you want to change your answer? Timothy's like, I'd rather not answer if that's an option. but if I must answer, Donnie Starr's like, you must. I understand it's a little uncomfortable. I talked to the producers. I don't think we're going to be doing these kinds of questions anymore, but the network loves them. Great television. So a little inside baseball for you, but probably edit this out for the main show. But Timothy, if you are going to change your answer, you are going to need to tell me in the next 10 seconds. Timothy, do you want to change your answer? Timothy's like, no. I'm going to stick with my original answer. But I'll also point out, I don't have any romantic interest in my boss's wife. I was just, you know, it's a beautiful woman. Donnie's like, that'll do, Timothy. Thank you very much. We don't accept nuance on this show. I'm going to go over to your boss and just check in and see how he's doing. So you stay right there, Timothy. And Donnie walks around the wall and he goes over to Timothy's boss. Over to you.
Now, Mr. Bortles.
Nice. Okay.
Timothy, right across the wall, has just said that your wife is not hot, but that she is beautiful. How does that make you feel? I mean, my wife is beautiful. So you want other people to appreciate her beauty. I mean, I don't want anyone.
This show went like 0 to 70. Like, what is your favorite color? Is this?
I mean, I don't want anyone hitting on my wife. I'm relieved to hear that Timothy does not have any romantic feelings about my wife. It's like, that is good news, isn't it? Monica, how do you feel about this? Bad. Still... I feel bad about all of this. I said that earlier.
It's very demeaning. Very insulting. Not even getting paid for this. So.
Well, Mr. Bourne.
I don't know if that would be possible, but... Sorry.
Tell me, what type of employee is Timothy? Does he come to work on time? Does he come early? Does he stay late? Does he complain about not having a better parking spot? It's like, well, we work at a restaurant. Parking's not necessarily an issue. None of the parking spots are far away.
I actually bike. I bike to work.
What's that, Timothy? There's a wall here.
I take a bike to work. It's eco-friendly.
So you're saying that Timothy has not once complained about a parking spot. I can't think of a time that he has.
I don't use the parking spot. I feel like no one's listening to me.
You gotta be quiet when you're on your side of the wall, Timothy. Did you hear Mr. Bortle speak at all when I asked you if you thought his wife was hot? By the way, I felt like the correct answer was yes, Mr. Bortle.
Smoking hot.
And the audience is like, ooh. I don't like this at all, says Mr. Bortles. And it's just like, so. Mr. Bortles, your Timothy has said that he wants a raise, he wants a promotion because he needs the money to pay for his daughter's leukemia medical bills. Do you feel like family trauma and family like stuff justifies a promotion? Over to you.
Do you feel like family? Wait, what was that?
Do you think like the I said family trauma, but that's not exactly the word that I'm looking for. What's a better way to phrase it? Just like. The family needs the money for something.
Oh,
that is
okay,
outside.
Yeah, okay, is this related to the leukemia thing?
Yeah. It's like, does a daughter's leukemia justify a promotion?
Do you think Timothy deserves a promotion? Because, but he's asking it in like a more general way.
Yeah, like trying to make it so it's not about leukemia, like specifically, but just like, do things outside of the workplace justify promotion?
Well, no, frankly, I don't. I look at job performance, and I look at how my employees are interacting with each other and with their customers, and I try to keep personal lives separate. Donnie's like, what if someone's daughter was dying of leukemia? Would you take that into account? And Mr. Bortles is like, wait, is Timothy's daughter dying of leukemia? He never said anything. Don is like, I cannot disclose any information. No, wait, hold on. My producers say it would be good television. Yes, okay, I can disclose Yes, Timothy's daughter is dying of leukemia. Can we get a shot of his daughter? Yes, there she is in the audience. She's like up in the audience, just like
very thin.
Yeah, just like clearly exploiting this really tragic situation for television. She like coughs
she,
a little
like,
bit.
Bald, like because of chemo. Like
she what?
I'm imagining oh, like, yeah, no bald. Hair yep, because bald. Of chemo.
Maybe got a scarf on. Yeah. But clearly bald. And she just kind of like weakly waves and smiles at her dad. And her dad like blows her a kiss. And Donnie's like, did we get a shot of that? The kiss? Can we? No, Timothy, can you do that again? Can you just, yeah, just blow a kiss to your daughter. That'd be great. Perfect. Okay, we got it. Excellent. Moving on. Okay, where were we? Right. Mr. Bortles. How do you feel now? Do you feel like a jerk yet? Because you this guy, he's working as a cook. You could have made him a sous chef. Could have given him a little bit of a raise. And Mr. Bortles is like, well, no, this isn't really how I run my business. I think it's really sad that Timothy's daughter has leukemia. He's like, avoid saying is dying. I would have offered him emotional support. I would have said if he needs to take time off, he can let me know, but I would not have given him a promotion strictly based on this. I don't think that is fair to the other people in the restaurant. Because we have a lot of good employees. And, Donnie Starr is like, audience, what do you think about that? I don't know which stance to take. Is he a jerk or not? The audience is
boo.
Well, there you have it. Mr. Bortles is a jerk. He should have given Timothy a promotion ages ago, but that is why we play the game Axe or Portal. Speaking of, let's get on over to Timothy. We got our third question lined up here, and it is a doozy of a question. And he walks over to Timothy, and he goes up to him, and he says, Mr. Timothy, third question. Big one. Tough one. A lot of people get this one wrong. Okay? So I just want to warn you. It's a tough one. If you watch the show, you already know what it is. Actually, no. That can't be possible.
No.
Well, I guess it would depend on the question.
Yeah.
But the question I have in mind... I guess... No, I'll pass it off to you. I'll see what you do.
Oh, okay.
I had a question in mind, but it's, like, clearly got, like, a right answer, or at least it's supposed to. I'll pass it up to you. I don't know if I'll use it or not. It's not, like, an amazing question or anything.
So okay.
I might not end up using it, but,
And then some music is gonna play. It's like, we're gonna have a commercial break.
Ooh, good drama, good suspense.
Yeah. I want like a commercial that just like displays how capitalism has done this to the world. You know what I mean? Where just like people have to go on the game shows in order to get promotions.
Oh man, what is this, a dystopian fairy society? Because they're talking about portals. Or wait, no, that's not necessarily a magic portal.
No, it's the portal towards the corner office.
Right. So nothing necessarily magical has happened here yet.
Mm-hmm. So okay, I'm gonna have a commercial for your very own wishing well.
There we go. Okay.
You've been saving pennies because that's all you're getting these days. With your very own wishing well, you can throw those pennies into the well and then wish good fortune upon your family. And then there's going to be like a cut to like someone who has a wishing well in their like apartment, their studio apartment, and it's just like, I wish I wasn't so poor. And then it just magically turns into a mansion and he's surrounded by a beautiful family.
Just like a chime sound.
Wishing wells. Only $10,000 plus tax. And we're back to Axer Portal. I'm
Donnie Star.
And here we have Timothy, who's trying to get his promotion so he can pay for his daughter's medical bills. Tragedy was the word I was looking for instead of trauma, by the way.
Family tragedy.
Yeah.
Earlier. Okay. I like the idea that Donnie would have said that.
Yes.
Just like, I'm not an idiot. I know words. I speak words.
Now, when we left for commercial break, I was going to ask you a question that is a doozy in all of the family. Everyone.
A lot of people get it wrong. And everyone who watches it knows what it is.
Yeah.
You can change things if you can't come up with a question that satisfies all those criteria.
Yeah, I can't. So it's like, but that was before the commercial break. Instead, we are giving you a physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
Here you have. So we've given you a large bucket. We have taken a bunch of Mr. Boris's valuables, fragile valuables. I'm talking vases, urns, the cat. And we are going to drop them from that balcony. And it is your job to catch them in this bucket. It's got like a soft bucket on the inside. And
it's got like a cushion in it.
Yeah.
So you didn't see it. My facial expression was like, "What is this show?" I put my arms up. It's like, "What, the balcony?"
What? So the cat gets thrown. The vase gets thrown. He catches it. The urn gets thrown. He doesn't catch it. This breaks. And he's just like, "Mr. Bortles, who was that?" It's my mother-in-law. You're actually doing me a favor. And the crowd just cheers at that.
Yeah!
And Monica, who's still on that platform, is just like, "That was my mother!"
Can there be, like, one mother-in-law in the crowd who's like, "Ooh!"
Yes.
Mother-in-laws are people.
They just want to do what's best for their child in the marriage.
Sometimes husbands, son-in-laws do things that are silly and they need correcting. Am I the bad guy for saying something?
How are you?
Okay. So, Timothy, you are doing quite well today. I must admit, most of our contestants do not make it past the physical challenge. You have actually earned a skip a question card, and they present him with this like massive, like unwieldy card that says skip a question in like, it's not, what is it? It's not cursive. What is it when calligraphy?
Yeah,
it's just like really nicely written,
like very highly styled,
very elegant card, very elegant design. It's just massive, and they give it to him, and he's like kind of like doesn't know where to put it. Just kind of like holds it, I guess. So he's doing quite well. And on that note, we are now going to move on to the next question, and I will use that question I thought of earlier. Okay, it's not a doozy. It's not one they know from the show, so we could forget all that. This is just a regular question. Donnie goes up to Timothy and he's like, "Mr. Timothy, remember, your daughter is dying of cancer."
"Yes, Leukemia. I haven't forgotten."
"Just want to remember. Don't want to lose track of the drama." "Okay. Mr. Timothy, your third question, fourth challenge, third question is, how many Flegenspiels are in a kilometer? Go." 30 seconds. Timothy's like, 14. Donnie's like, is that your final answer? Timothy's like, yes, that is exactly right. Donnie's like, that is correct! There are 14 Fliegenspiels in a kilometer. Very few people know that. Very few people. We thought for sure you were going to get that wrong. Very good. Hearty. Congratulations, Timothy. You've done well. You know what that means. You've answered your third question. Only 3 more questions to go. Are you excited? Are you ready, Timothy? And a reminder, you cannot use your skip a question card on the last question. You must answer that question. So if you want to use your card, you must use it on either this question or the next question. Your child is dying of cancer. Do not forget.
Oh, I won't.
Over to you. Over to you.
The next question is, this is inspired by your workplace. The busboy keeps going into the storage closet to use the whipped cream canisters in order to do whippets. Do you tell the boss? Five seconds left on the clock. You what? You just asked a 7-second question. You are out of time. Let's go talk to Mr. Bortles. Mr. Bortles, your employee failed to answer a question. Does he get the axe over you?
And I will remind you, if he gets the axe, that will end the game, and you will walk away with, oh man, okay, I think I have to back up, because like, I have to wonder what the incentives are here, because I don't want to make it like too like obvious for him to, okay, so let's see here. What would the incentive be? The boss, I guess. The incentive has got to be for him to get the axe. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, okay, so here's what the rule is. So Donnie's like, will he get the axe? And I will remind you, if you give Timothy the axe, the audience can overrule you. Okay? If you give him the axe and the audience lets you, the audience agrees, then you're going to walk away with, what did you say, however many dollars?
I said $50,000.
$50,000.
But is that enough? I don't know.
Yeah, it's plenty. It's like just enough. You know, because the game show obviously is going to want to keep things low.
Because
this guy doesn't have to do anything. He gets $50,000 to like give his employee the axe. Okay, so if the audience does not think your decision is fair and just, then they will overrule you. You will walk away with nothing. Okay? Do you think it is time for Timothy to get the axe? What do you think, Mr. Bortles? Take me through your thought process, okay? This is an untimed question. You're on this side of the wall, okay? Look at the decorations over here. They're nice. There's glitter. There's fun stuff all around.
Good to be the boss, isn't it?
Good to be the boss, isn't it? Bortles is like, yeah, it's good to be the boss. Donnie's like, all right, so what do you think on this question? Timothy did not answer the question. Bortles is like, yeah, he did not answer the question. That is true. So I feel like giving him the axe is a perfectly fair choice. because you did not answer the question, Donnie's like, yes, that I see the logic behind that. In the booth upstairs, the producers are like high-fiving, like, we got him now. Yes. Meanwhile, down on the floor, Bortles is like, but you only gave him 7 seconds to answer, and I think that was a little unfair, and I think the audience probably agrees with that. And Donnie's like, don't say anything, audience. Do not react. Remember, audience, if you... Wait, hold on. I don't know what the incentive would be to the audience. I guess the audience doesn't have an incentive.
I'm imagining one person just kind of like, woo! And then the Donnie starts to just like, get him out of here.
Get him out. Get him out. No. Okay, so Donnie's like, all right, well, Mr. Bortles, it is your decision. You can give him the axe. You can give him the portal. It is totally up to you. Please give him the axe. Well, what do you say? And Bortles is like, he approaches this really, like, overly decorated, like, way too big set of buttons. There's, like, a big one that has, like, an axe picture on the front of it, and there's another one next to it has a picture of a portal, and maybe, like, clip art of, like, a sous chef or something. I got a graphic designer on staff. And Donnie's like, okay, here we go. He's going to press the button. Remember, do not actually press the button. We're going to want to build this up, okay? Don't press the button. Just play it for drama. Play it for drama. Okay. He's going to press the button. Which one is he going to press? And commercial break. I guess I don't really need to go into what happens during the commercial break, because really the point here is they're just milking it for drama. So when they come back from commercial break, Donnie does his another little intro. It's like, all right, welcome back. Recapping the situation. Here we are. He's just about to decide whether Timothy is going to get the axe or the portal. And as a reminder, Timothy did not answer the question at all. He did not even guess. So, probably getting the axe here, am I right? And Bortles goes up to the buttons, and he presses the keep playing button. I guess there would have to be a third one.
Mm-hmm.
Axe, portal. Axe or keep playing, I guess. Yeah, he would only have those two. He wouldn't be able to decide portal. Portal is if Timothy gets all the way to the end.
Yeah.
So he does not press the axe button. He presses the keep playing button. Boris is like, 7 seconds is enough. I see you, Donnie. I see you're not playing fair. You're trying to bait me. You're trying to get me to walk away with nothing. Donnie's like, oh, you caught me. You're a wily one, Mr. Bortles. Oh, all right. Well, we'll play fair from here on out. How's that sound? Bortles was like, that sounds great. Thank you. Timothy's like, that's yay. I'd appreciate more time for my questions. And I guess I'll have Donnie go over to Timothy. Be like, are you ready for your last question? I assume you're going to be skipping the next question. So this will take you to question 6, okay? You're going to use your pass? And Timothy's like, yes, of course I'm going to use my pass. So he skips question 5. Or is this like, are you ready for your last question? And then, like, sound effects come in. Boop, doop, 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 doop. And Donnie's like, oh, you know what time it is now. That's right. It's time for everyone's favorite side game, knife or toys. I had great cards this time.
Please tell me what knife and toys is, Jeff.
I was going to have you tell me. Like I went on long enough, so I was going to pass it off to you on that. But yeah, I wanted to have like a side game in there. I wanted to play knife and something else. Toys felt like the best one. So
knife and toys.
What is knife and toys, Mark?
Knife and toys. Okay.
Eventually, we should look at endings as well, right? He's on his last question.
Yeah, so, yeah. Should we look at endings now while I try to figure out what knife and toys
That's actually
means?
A good idea. Yeah, it can help you stall for time. Okay, so look at endings now. Interesting. Okay, interesting.
It's like, okay. Now tell me.
Wait, where are your endings at? Are you good?
Oh, I didn't even look at them because I realized what knife and toys is
okay,
going to be.
Well, like, go ahead and do that then. We'll circle back. Are you doing the knife thing?
I just looked at one of my endings. Oh, okay, anyway, so knife and toys is like, all right, Timothy. Crowd favorite, knife or toys. We are going to show you a picture of a person, and you will decide whether we should give them a knife or a toy. First one is a baby.
Oh, what a tough decision. Oh, is this like a rapid fire game?
Yeah, toy. Yes, they're going to go really fast. Toy, soldier, knife. I mean, why not give him a toy?
So a picture of a soldier.
Yeah.
Give him a knife.
Give him a knife. Teenager. Knife?
Ooh. Ooh.
Controversial choice. A surgeon. Definitely a knife. Another baby. Toy. And this goes...
The easiest game,
but it's gonna go really fast.
Teenager is a controversial one.
Yeah, I want things to things are gonna speed up. I don't want to necessarily describe who, but it's like who gets what.
Like,
oh,
you can just say like knife, toy,
knife, toy, knife, toy, toy, knife.
I'm the audience,
and at the end of the game, it's like, well, Timothy, you gave a knife to a 6-year-old child. Did I? That's right. How do you feel about that? Not great. And that teenager, by the way, that you gave the knife to? Mm-hmm. It's a teenager with some emotional problems. He hasn't cut yet, but he might get there. And I just want you to think about that when you're sleeping at night.
Johnny Starr is a great host. Can you imagine, like, The Price is Right with this guy? You're betting $1? Piece of shit? That was a stupid guess.
And you gave this 8-year-old a toy. It's like, yeah, I thought that 8-year-old deserved a toy. So I was like, but the toy that you gave this child was Barbie's Happy Home. She's like, okay. That child is an orphan. Oh, what? I mean, I didn't have that information. You just said 8-year-old girl. I didn't think. I also didn't get to choose the toy.
I was wondering about that. It's like, did they show a picture of the toy? Or, like, what's going on here? Is it like a matching thing, or do they show the knife too? Are there different kinds of knives?
No, they don't not get that like, information.
No, just
at all.
A picture of the person. Okay.
It's like I didn't know any of that information. I just saw a child and thought toy. Just like, well, I think you should feel ashamed. let's go to the video, and it's this little girl in the orphanage, and it's like, hey. Timothy at Axe or Portal has given you a toy. She's just like, yay! And she opens up the box, and it's Barbie's Happy Home. And she just starts crying. And it's like, why did you give me this toy, Timothy? Why? It's like, Timothy, and then cuts back to the studio. It's like, Timothy, how does that make you feel? I mean, not good. And just like, Mr. Bortles, do you think he deserves an axe after that? He's like, that doesn't have to do with work at all. That's not how I run my business. It's like, okay, well, you're ready for your last question. Over to you.
Actually, I'm hearing word from my producers that based on your performance in Knives or Toys, we are actually going to revoke your skip the question card. So you're going to have two more questions.
Honestly, we should have taken it after you didn't answer that question.
It's horrible. Horrible performance. I don't know how you have not gotten the axe yet. Okay. Wait, how are your endings, by the way?
I have one that I love, but we need a different contestant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. I don't have one that I love. I'm curious to see what that is like. So, Timothy, your next question. What made you want to be a chef or a cook? Why this life? Okay. You have 60 seconds to answer. Plenty of time. Isn't that right, Bortles? Huh? Audience? Happy? Giving him time. And Timothy's like, when I was a kid, 6-year-old kid, I got this package in the mail. It was a knife from your game show. Actually, somebody, one of the contestants, didn't want to give me a toy. Thought I should get a knife, so I ended up getting into cooking with that knife.
What? Why didn't they just give every single person a toy and not worry about knives at all?
Well, because the toy thing is like, that backfired on Timothy so much that he lost. He's having to answer an extra question.
That's true.
Maybe. I don't know. He might just get the axe here and now. If we need another contestant, we might just move along. I don't know. But yeah, so with that knife, I started getting the cooking, started chopping up my ingredients, and I had a really good time. My mom wasn't a very good cook growing up, so she actually was happy that I was eager to help out in the kitchen, and you know, she was always tired after work and didn't really want to cook, so yeah, that's how it happened. I growing up, I loved cooking for my mom, so I just started doing it professionally. Let's go to Mr. Bortles. Okay. Mr. Bortles. Timothy gave a long-winded answer about how he used to cook for his mother. Do you think he should get the axe? And why should he get the axe? Over to you.
Just like, I mean, for that doesn't really justify someone getting the axe, does it? And Donnie Starr is just like, oh wait, I'm getting something from the producers. He puts his finger to his ear.
His producers.
He's just like, that is interesting. Now, okay, Mr. Bortles, what if I told you that Timothy is a liar?
Dun, dun, dun. They doubled up on sound effects. They did a record scratch in addition to the first.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I love it. It's like, the reality is, he didn't cook for his mother, because he was raised by two dads.
No, I had a single mom.
This is like,
I bike to work.
Roll the video. And like, it's a clearly fake video.
Oh no, okay, so he's actually telling the truth.
Yeah.
I thought he was actually lying.
No, it's one that no one would, like, anyone who has like sense wouldn't believe this video. Like
So the graphic designer also does video work.
Exactly. And the audience is going to react in a way that it seems real to them, like they're buying it.
But what, liar? Liar! You lied!
You like, now I, out. And then we cut back. It's like, now I will remind the audience there not to interfere with the boss's decision. And he kind of winks to the audience. And it's like, does Timothy deserve the axe? And the audience just freaks out. Just like, you liar!
Kill him!
He's trying to steal this promotion. And like the audience is freaking out, and the guy's gonna hit the axe button, and it's like, Timothy gets the axe, and we just have a shot of the daughter crying. It's like, that's what you get for lying, Timothy. I bet you did think that Monica was hot, and I think you did have romantic feelings for her. And they're just mocking him at this point. Timothy gets the axe.
Now, what does that mean? Have you decided?
It means in my head, he's just fired.
But... Okay. He gets the axe, like he's fired from his job. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking like literal axe. Just like, all right, chop him up.
Takes a lot of bravery to go on the show.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of show this is. They send knives out to people.
They do?
They're just like actual children in the mail. Like if somebody just says a rapid fire answer, like give him a knife. They're like, all right, we'll do it. It's good TV. Okay, so he gets fired.
Yeah. So, our next contestant is Claire. She is a maid at the Royal Palace. So we also have the Queen of England. Please welcome Elizabeth III. Because we're in a different universe where this game show exists and happens.
Sure.
Could
have fooled. I don't know what they're up to right now, so could have fooled me.
The current one's the second. So we got, just say Claire. There we go.
Claire and Elizabeth the Third.
And I'll, Claire is a maid. Why do you want this promotion? I'll pass it to you.
And what would this promotion be? What, head maid? Sure, head maid. And Claire's like, well, I'd rather be a head maid than a regular maid because you make more money and you don't have to spend as much time washing clothes. And I don't know, that's kind of like my least favorite all the jobs that we have to do. So, and also I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of you, Donnie. I love the show. I just really wanted to come on and play. So I'm ready. Let's do this. Donnie's like, okay, I like that. I like your attitude. But first I'm going to stop by Elizabeth III and just see what she thinks about your chances. Get a little background. All right. So you stay right there, Claire. Okay. Ooh, I like that. It rhymes. Ooh, that's nice. We should have more Claires on the show. Can somebody write that down? We get more Claire's on? I can do more rhyming stuff. I like it. Okay, let's head on over to Elizabeth III. My lady. Of course, he walks over. And my lady. Do you know who Claire is? She's one of your maids. Elizabeth III is like, of course, I know all my maids. I love them dearly. And, personally, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I am rooting for Claire. Let's go, Claire. Let's do this.
Woo!
Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth. And there's a shot of like the current head maid in the audience. She's just like, and I'll pass it off to you.
Okay. It's like, oh, we go over to Claire. It's like, so tell me, Claire. She just wanted the job because she's a fan of the show. And
she's a fan of the show. She doesn't like washing clothes. That's about it, yeah. It probably pays better. Okay. I don't know. That's Claire. All I said. Maybe she's holding stuff back, though.
Claire, your first we're going to mix things up. Your first challenge is going to be the physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
Here we have a mountain of the queen's clothes. Don't worry, they're clean. You don't have to wash them, Claire. But you do have to fold them as fast as you can. Ready? Go. And Claire just kind of sighs. This feels like work. I want to go on a game show. And she's going to like put in headphones.
This isn't a game show. It's a work show.
She puts in headphones. She's just muttering.
What?
It's like, I wouldn't want to. If I was running the show, I wouldn't have them fold. I wouldn't have them do their own job. They didn't make the cook. They didn't make the cook make a meal in front of everyone. and she's like angrily bashing the show, kind of bouncing to some music because she put in some headphones. Next thing you know, the clothes are all folded nicely and put away.
Ooh.
And Donnie Star is just like, my God, that was record time, Claire. Congratulations. Just like, yeah, I just think I should be the head maid. I'm good at the job. I just think that I deserve more. I can handle more responsibility. And also, you know, head maids get paid vacation and regular maids don't. And that's kind of messed up. But I mean, I just would like to get the paid vacation. And Mr. Bortles goes, or not Mr. Bortles, Don, he's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone with his $50,000. Donnie Star goes up to him.
Sorry, I just pictured like him in like the green room with the guy's son, the daughter. It's just like, yeah, that's good television. It's like, so you fired my dad? Yeah.
Imagining that plane like during the credits.
Yeah, that'd be a good time to slip that in. Okay, so Mr. Bortles is gone though.
Yeah, I was gonna have him go to Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, Donnie Star. Okay, great.
And he's just like, now this Claire has just done some amazing work over there. It's like, yeah, I'm very happy for her. It's amazing what she just did. She's like, do you really want a person who is such a valuable asset at her current position to leave that position? You'd have to train a new maid in order to do that. And the queen's just like, well, I wouldn't personally. That would actually be Claire's job as head maid if she became head maid. And considering that she does such a good job as a maid, it would make sense that she would be able to teach people how to be good maids. In fact, I don't think the current head maid is that good of a teacher. And Donnie Star is just like, oh, okay, I'll pass it to you.
So you don't, Queen the Third doesn't think that the current head maid is a good teacher?
Yeah.
To get that right? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and she's optimistic that Claire could be.
And he's like, all right, well, cool. You guys seem to, why'd you come on the show? Why didn't you just promote her? Like, why are we doing all this?
Oh, I'm a big fan too.
Yeah, I guess you are the queen. Probably getting good ratings for this. Okay, well, sure. Here we go. Claire, over there. Let's do this. Claire Bear. Oof. I am on fire. All right. Claire. Wait, did she? This is her first question. She just did a physical challenge.
Yeah, the first. They started with the physical challenge. Claire, this is her first question.
Your first question. Okay. What is the one thing you cannot stand about your boss, Queen Elizabeth III? I'm going to give you 30 seconds to answer. What's the one thing you can't stand about her? Claire's like, well, like, that's a tough question, Donnie. That's There's so many things I love about her. 20 seconds on the clock. This is not things you do like. We want conflict, all right? So what do you got? Hit her. You can list more than one thing right now, but you do have to pick your favorite at the end, okay? So if you're just talking through stuff, that's fine.
It's encouraged, actually.
Actually, if you could do that, actually. I don't know why we phrased the question like this, which should have been like, what's your top three things? But the question is written on the cards, and I just read them out. So what is your answer? 10 seconds on the clock, because I've just been talking this whole time. But hopefully you've been thinking, Claire, what do you got? Claire's like, well, I think she's a little privileged, you know, like entitled is kind of the rougher word, but she's lived a life of privilege and it shows. Sorry.
The audience is like, ooh.
And Claire starts to apologize and get into the nuance, but Donnie stops her right there. That's enough, Claire Bear. We do not need you to elaborate, nor do we want you to elaborate. We just want your answer. So right now, I'm going to head over to Queen Elizabeth III, see what she thinks. Hopefully, you don't get the axe. Am I right, Claire? All right. Well, let's go check in with Queen Elizabeth III. I'll pass it to you.
Queen Elizabeth. Claire. Ah, Claire Bear. You just heard. She called you privileged and entitled. How do you respond? Well, you see, I am the queen. I'm exactly those two things. I live a life of privilege, and a lot of those privileges are called entitlements. So, it's more pointing out the obvious than it is criticizing me. And,
aren't you, like, angry, though? Can you be more angry?
I mean, it just isn't that big of a deal to me.
Not even, like, a little anger?
No. We're well past the days that, you know, queens would give their subjects the axe. You know, not metaphorically. It's like, oh, the times when beheadings were normal. Those were the days. We tested it before the show. The pilot actually included that. It's like, yeah. There was a
like
law.
This like brutal unaired pilot for this show.
yeah, a law was passed because of that pilot. What a shame. Back to Claire. It's Claire. He's at a loss of what to do. He like kind of looks at his producers. Is just like, Claire, have you ever? No, it's actually. I'm gonna take this back a little bit because I thought it better was. Claire, you've heard the phrase. Dress for the job you want, right? And he's just like, yeah, absolutely. It's just like, well, would you? This is kind of turning into another. Okay.
You got this.
So, okay, it's like so. Here we go. We're going to bring out some they bring out some models who are all dressed in like different outfits. One is like the cliche maid.
Okay.
The other is another is wearing, I guess, something a little bit more normal, just like normal clothes. And then the other is dressed very nicely. And it's just like, well, which of these outfits would you prefer to wear? And Claire's just kind of looking at the three of them, and just like, well, I kind of like that with the nice clothing. Yeah, I think I'd choose that one. And it's just like, are you aware that clothing was taken from the Queen's own wardrobe? She's just like, no, I didn't know that. I usually put away the prince's clothes.
I don't think did you do that on purpose? Were you aware, Claire? His rhyming.
No, I did not do that on purpose. But I like that. Donnie did that.
Donnie did it on purpose.
Yeah. Donnie did that on purpose. And it's just like, well, that's interesting. You are basically just told your boss, the queen, that you want her job. And it's just like, oh, I think I was mostly just saying which outfit I liked most. You want the queen's job. You heard it here first. Let's see what the queen has to say about that. Over to you.
Lady queen person.
Lady queen person.
He's respectful. You just heard it. You just heard it from Claire. That she wants your job. She wants to wear your clothes. Claire wants to wear your clothes. What do you think about that? Queen Elizabeth is like, is that what she said? It was kind of hard to hear. There's the wall there, but... is that what she said? Donnie's like, yes, that is exactly what she said. Do not question me. I'm the host. I'm the host. Would I lie to you, Lady Queen
person? I lie to my guests all the time.
Is that what the queen says?
Yes.
It's possible to be too honest, I find. It can be rude to be too honest. But it's a different kind of lying that I do. Donnie's like, all right, well, what do you think? She wants to take your stuff. What do you think? Queen's like, well, I would say that if that were true, if that were what she wanted to do, then that would not be very nice. If there was something in my wardrobe that she liked, that she wanted to wear, Donnie's like, nice. He loves his rhymes. Then I would recommend that she simply talk to me and maybe we can see if we could work something out, because lots of designers make clothes for me. I get sent things all the time because it's profitable for them. It's profitable for me to be, if I get photographed in their clothes, then they get a little boost in sales. So I have no shortage of new clothes. In fact, I have far too many. So, Claire wants to wear my clothes. I say we can talk about it. She should not steal, but we can talk about it. Donnie's like, you guys are far too reasonable. It's not fair, Claire. I don't like this. All right, well, let's head on over. Declare for question numero dos. Here we go. Claire, you ready for question number two? Claire's like, of course, born ready. I'd say, all right. Here we go.
This is three, isn't it?
Question number three.
Yeah.
Sorry, been a long day of shooting. Wait, what was the... So first question was... the second question like was where... the clothes? That was the second question. That, the visual aid. Yeah. Of course. Question number trace. Question number three. Okay. Claire. Stepmother's in the audience. Can we get a shot of the stepmother? Okay, great. Your stepmother thinks that being a maid is beneath you, and that you should aim higher, and that in fact being a maid is maybe demeaning to your gender as a whole. Okay, yet you're doing menial work, cleaning, washing clothes, and she thinks you can and should be doing better. Now, I understand you have a contentious relationship with your stepmother, Claire. So the question is, why do you hate your stepmom?
She's not my real mom.
Not my real mom. Excellent answer. Excellent answer. Let's go over to the queen and see what she thinks. Keeping in mind, the queen knows a thing or two about stepmoms, somehow. I'm not sure if she would be one. Or if she not, I don't know. It feels like it should be personal, but yeah, let's go over to the queen, see what she says. I'm going to pass it over to you on that.
You know, family dynamics are hard. I as the queen, I don't want to... I don't necessarily know the dynamics between Claire and her stepmother. I would feel like it would be inappropriate for me to comment on that. And I'm imagining Donnie like is kind of at a podium and he's just like has his hands in his like buried in, he's buried his face in his hands and he's just like, okay. And then he gets out of that and his hair is all messed up because he just like as he was getting out of that he rubbed his hands through his hair. He's like, we're gonna cut to commercial here.
Oh, Claire. Claire and the queen.
Mm-hmm. And he's talking to his producers over the microphone. He's like, I don't know how to turn this into good television. The queen and Claire seem to get along. I feel like if Claire just asked for a promotion, but Claire would have accommodated it. I don't know what to ask here. Like, I can buy some time, you know, with another round of toys or knives. But we need a silver bullet question here that will really destroy Claire and the Queen's dynamic. Otherwise, she's going to get the portal. And I'll pass it to you.
We just got some... I just heard something from the stepmom. We got some info. Intel. So we were digging for dirt. We found something. Stepmom wants the maid to get fired. Wants her to shake her life up so that she go and do something even better than being a maid. So she was perfectly willing to give us dirt. We got something. Okay. All right. Perfect. And they like slip Donnie a little sheet of paper, and he raises his eyebrows and he's like, "Whoa, this is pretty good." All right. Let's go back. Welcome back to Axe or Portal. We are just about to ask Claire her fourth question, but I just want to ask a little quick bonus question I thought of during the commercial break. A little rhyme. Claire, what do you think of Tony Blair? Don't answer. The point was the rhyme. It's not important what you think of him. I just wanted to prove to you that I thought of Blair, and I pointed out that it rhymes with Claire. I'm Donnie Starr, good at thinking of rhymes. Okay, Claire. Claire's just like, I don't really know what to make of that. But I love the show. Big fan of the show. So.
We are a big fan of you, Claire.
We are a big fan of you. In fact, we actually got a brand new question in here, slipped in over the break. Very exciting one. I'm sure you'll be eager to answer it. Are you ready, Claire? Claire's like, oh yeah, still very much ready. Here we go. Okay. Claire, does the queen know about your drug problem? The audience is like, ooh. And Claire, like, tenses up. The hairs on the back of her neck go up. And her heart starts racing. She's time slows down. She looks out at the crowd, bright lights. She can't really see them all that well. She's on the stage, feeling very much alone, angered, because she knows that this probably came from the stepmom. And just the question itself is going to throw a wrench into her ability to get to the portal. So no matter how she answers, it's going to be an issue. I'll pass to you.
And Claire's just like, no, the queen does not know about my trick problem. Let's go back to the queen.
Donnie's like excited, I bet. It's like, alright!
We just found out that Claire has an immense drug problem. And she has not told you about that at all. What do you have to say? She's like, well, I'm of the opinion that drug addiction has a lot more in common with disease than criminality, and that that it can hit anyone, really. In fact, when I was younger, I had my own issues, and I got professional help, and it helped me a lot. I realized that not all maids can afford the degree of help that I was able to afford as a privileged, entitled queen.
Ooh, good answer.
But that doesn't mean that they should not have access to quality care, and this is inspiring me to, you know, put aside some of my estate's money in order to provide my workers with support like that if they so need. So thank you, Claire, for being brave and telling me about this problem you are having. Donnie starts just like, God damn it.
He just like throws his cards and like rips and throws them up here. Are you kidding me? What? You're the queen. You're cool with this? So angry.
I'm sorry, my lady queen person. I lost my temper there. That is beneath me as host of this wonderful program. The producer is kind of cuts. He's like, "Are you serious? Okay." And the producer just whispered in his ear, "Is like the audience is eating up that." Donnie Starr is kind of losing it for the first time on camera.
Yeah, it's good television, but for an entirely different reason, isn't it?
Yeah, and viewership is up. And Donnie Starr is just like, what do you mean this is causing viewership to go? He's getting really angry. And he's flipping out. He's starting to destroy some things. He's like, okay. Over to you.
Okay.
He doesn't like me, the reason why it's good television.
So, he's just heard this from his producers, right?
Yeah, no, he had a little tantrum that was completely sincere, I think.
Oh yeah, he's very upset. Like, the show is not going as he wants. He's supposed to be the star of the show. Other people are supposed to be freaking out. This is not supposed to be how it's going. Donnie Starr is like, I'm not the object on the show. I am the host. I'm not the thing you watch. I'm not a monkey. Okay, I'm not the one who goes around and dances. Those are the contestants. I am the I am the host. I'm the show. I'm the star of this show. I show people what they should be looking at. I entertain people, but
But I'm not the entertainment.
I'm not the entertainment. Yeah, I'm the guide. And he goes off to the side of the stage, pulls a penny out of his pocket, and flips it into his own wishing well. Call back.
Yeah.
And he's like, I wish Claire gets the axe. And we're back. All right, welcome back to Axer Portal, everybody. Claire is just cruising through these questions. No problem whatsoever. We just had a tough one there. Where Claire answered a question about her drug habit and if the Queen knows. She said the Queen did not know. Claire, the Queen did not give you the axe. How are you feeling now? You're through four questions, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You're through four questions. You only have two more. You've already done your physical challenge. You gotta be feeling great. Are you? Are you, Claire? How you doing? Claire's like, yeah, this is everything I could have ever dreamed of. I gotta say, Donnie, while we have a moment, thank you for having me on the show. Really, it means a lot that a simple maid like me could end up here in front of all these lights. I just, that last question was really scary for me. I've obviously been hiding my drug habit from my work and a few people I know as well. But in my personal life, it's not something I like to talk about, but I'm actually really happy that it's out right now because I feel less alone in my struggle. And I think I heard the Queen is going to say that she's going to do what she can to help me. And I just want to say thank you, Donnie, for the work that you're doing. You're doing a good thing here. Donnie's like, I really, you're welcome. You're welcome, Claire. I am doing good work, aren't I? All right. Question number five. Wow, we're up to five already. Here we go. Question number five. Which question number five be?
It's got to be the one that they ask every contestant.
What's that one?
With how many somethings are in a kilometer?
That one's not that, though. I said forget about all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, it's a number answer.
Yeah.
It's like, if they ask it to everybody, that's guaranteed correct for everybody.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So, I guess Donnie's just, like, looking through his cards, doing kind of what we're doing now, just, like, shuffling around, trying to figure out, like, what should we ask next? And he's just like, screw it, here we go. Claire, what's your favorite color? And Claire's like, lavender. And Donnie's like, are you sure? Is that your final answer? And Claire's like, yeah, of course. Like, is this a, why would I get this one wrong? You think I stumbled on what's my favorite color? Donnie's like, it's happened before. Kind of a Hail Mary on my part, but yeah, I mean, it has happened before. It's really like gambling there on that one. I thought maybe it'd throw you off, but nope, you got it. All right, well, let's see what the Queen thinks. Maybe she, like, hates lavender or something. I don't know. Maybe she's, like, a bull, but her red is lavender. You know what I mean? Like, she sees lavender, and she's like, no, not having it. We'll see. All right, Queen Lady Person. Claire said her favorite color is lavender. You cool with that? Queen's like, yep, that's fine with me. And he's like, all right, great. You're going to give her the axe? Queen's like, nope, not going to give her the axe. And it's like, yeah, okay, I thought it was worth asking, but, you know, it really wasn't, was it? Quinn's like, no, not really. What's your favorite color? That's a question you should ask, like, first, as, like, an icebreaker, or not at all. Really? It's not really a good question five. Question four. Four?
Oh, it's not a good question.
No, five. We're up to five. That okay. was five.
Not a good question five.
Yeah, thanks, Queen. Thanks for your feedback. I'll take it into account. Maybe we'll get you on as a co-producer or something. So you got great ideas. Great ideas for the show, Queen Lady Person. All right, here we go. Somebody give me a drink, please. We on the air?
That water. Stronger than that.
Stronger, come on. Guys, we know who I am. Right? Dottie gets his drink, probably. I mean, yeah, I guess yeah. I'll have him. He goes over to, like, he gets a cup. He goes over to his wishing well, and he, like, fills it up and takes a swig, and it's vodka in his wishing well. Because that's Donnie Star.
Ah.
He flips in another 4 pennies, and he's like, will you please do something wishing well? I paid... How much was it? Did you say how much? $10,000?
Yeah, $10,000 for a wishing well.
I paid $10,000 for you. And another $40,000 to refit you with vodka. Do something.
That's how much we give people when we give them the axe.
Oh yeah, $50,000. That's what happens when the contestant gets the axe and the audience does not overrule the boss. So Donnie's fuming, getting a little swig of vodka. We're going into question six. Over to you.
He's walking over to Claire. He's kind of has a stumble. It's very strong vodka, and he drank a lot of it just then. And he stops, and he's just like, oh, what's that? Interesting. All right. And he goes over to Claire. He's like, Claire, this is very exciting. In the axe or portal rulebook, there is a little known end result called job switch.
Ooh.
If you answer this question correctly, you will switch jobs with the queen, and she will have no way to override it. Are you ready for this question? And Quest is like, what? Excellent.
You just make this up? I've watched every episode of the show. Never seen this.
Quick break to commercial. Remember, if Claire answers this question correctly, she switches jobs with the Queen of England.
Is that enforceable?
That's
like a blood thing, right?
And everyone's just like, that's not how any of this works. You don't have the authority. Even if it was just a normal situation, you couldn't force this switch. He's like, I know what I'm doing. You guys signed the contract. It is in
Donnie Star.
He said cut to commercial. This is still, like, they didn't cut to commercial.
No, Donnie is the object of entertainment right now. He's
Yeah,
they would not be cutting. He would be drinking vodka on camera, I think.
Yeah.
It's like everything is on camera right now.
Absolutely everything. The audience is just silent, and, like, they're kind of scared.
It's like watching a train wreck. Can't look away.
Exactly. And it's just like, I'm telling you, it was in the contract you signed when you came on. It was in the release. And I guess we'll just have some lawyers come out and just like, yeah, there's this in the fine print. There is this obscure rule called job switch ending. You guys both signed it. It's like, okay.
It's right there.
Plain as day.
Blood is thicker than water, but ink is thicker than blood.
And we're back. What do you mean we never left? Whatever. Claire Bear. Claire, you there? Claire, so good at rhymes.
Don't stare, Claire.
All right, Claire. Here's your question. Is a boss who fires their employee whose daughter has leukemia and they just need a promotion to pay for medical bills a jerk?
Ooh, that's a good question. I like that.
And Claire's just like, I mean, yeah, I'd say that's a jerk move. And then there's silence. The audience is like, that is correct, Claire. You are now the queen. Congratulations.
Like, confetti cannons. Job switch. Like in flashing lights. She is dead.
Which is how a simple maid came to be queen of the land. Jeff, what did you think of our last story of the season?
I love this premise so much.
It's a fun premise.
It's just the game show world. This is so fun to explore.
You really like to come up with titles for shows and then make me come up with how they work.
Yeah, that is correct. I also enjoy sound effects and rhyming.
I mean, it's a good thing. Donnie Starr loved rhyming. Yeah. We needed one of us to help him out with that.
You unintentionally rhymed one time, and...
Yeah, but Donnie Starr intentionally rhymed.
Yeah, he did it on purpose. But you did not. I'm happy that I pointed that out in the moment, because I missed it on the re-listen. Uh-huh. And it was like, oh man, you did rhyme. So I guess I was just in the headspace of like, just trying to come up with rhymes. Whatever you were talking, just thinking what rhymes with Claire. Which is ridiculous.
I think this might have been the story that had the most clear pathway from looking at ending cards to like what I wanted the ending to be. It just took like another full episode of story to get there.
Yep. Just like, I know what the ending can be, but I need different contestants. We're just gonna do basically the whole thing again. Which is fine. I think it works. And there are some callbacks to the first story in the second story. Mm-hmm. So there's some setup there.
I think the thing that makes it work, considering you're going through like the same like setup twice, is just how Donnie Starr is like in control in the first one and then loses it all in the second one. Like that's what made it work, I think.
Mark, do you have wrap up thoughts on season one? Do you have favorite stories, favorite characters, favorite villains, anything?
Ooh.
I know. I did not tell you I was gonna ask you that. And I actually wasn't even sure I would. So you haven't prepared. I haven't prepared.
Yeah.
Do you want me to list out all the titles?
I mean, one that stands out almost immediately is Ghost in the Mine.
Ghost in the Mine.
Yeah, that story works a lot for me. As does the torturous jobs of heaven and hell.
Yeah, I mean, John Millennia's death is just...
I loved it.
It's hilarious to me. And the story itself actually is pretty solid.
Yeah.
In Tortures. Like, that story would work without John Mulaney's death. It's just funnier with John Mulaney.
That was just a cherry on top.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Same question. Like, those are two, like, major breakouts for me.
Oh, man. Let's see here. My top ones. I really love Dennis.
Yeah.
I think Dennis is a fantastic story. Let's see, I'm looking through our stories here. Oh, Teller.
That was
so good.
Funny.
And then, I mean, I have a real soft spot for Jimbo the Hipster Leprechaun.
Of course. It's from our first recording session.
I know it's got issues.
But it's one that you and I have kept coming back to when we were recording our season one.
That's true. Yeah, it's just, it's delightful. In my opinion, it's delightful. I do hope that other people like it as well. But man, so those are maybe my top ones. But I mean, all the stories that we've released have, you know, a lot going for them. A lot of funny ones, some serious moments as well.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of ground.
Let us know your favorites.
By sending us fan art, right, Mark?
Yeah, otherwise, like, I won't read it, but...
My favorite episode is episode zero. I just like how short it is.
You can knock it out real quick.
Yeah. You can listen to it over and over again because it's so short.
Sometimes I just put it on repeat, fall asleep to episode zero.
It's just like, man, these guys are explaining their podcast so well. I really understand what they're doing.
What they're doing is they're playing Once Upon a Time, but they each have 7 story element cards, and they get 2 endings that they flip later in the story at agreed upon time. I get it.
I understand it because it was explained.
And I've listened to that explanation 700 times.
I really want to meet this person. I want to meet the person whose favorite episode is episode zero. I want that person to exist, and I want to meet them.
We'll find that person, Jeff.
We'll find that person. That's the end of season one.
Yeah, we'll be gone for a little while.
Yeah, Mark, are you ready to tell everybody what the exact release date for season two is?
No.
You're just going to keep that information to yourself? You don't feel like telling our audience?
I like secrets. Especially when I don't know the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah.
But we are working on it.
We've started recording stories. We're going to get a pool together, and then we're going to choose the ones we like most, and then start releasing season two. But finding time to record is sometimes challenging.
Yeah, you got river trips to go on.
Yeah. Can't bring a laptop on a river trip. Tried.
Yeah, your audio quality was pretty bad in that episode.
Well, I guess we should probably say goodbye for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
But we'll be back next for season two of Brothers Less Grimm. Bye, everyone.
I'm excited. I'm going to wave goodbye. I waved.
I saw it that time.
I waved.
Yeah, I saw it. And I bet they did too.
I'm imagining our audience is waving to me.
I hope they are. I bet they are. They definitely are.
Some of them are only waving to me, not to you. I feel like that's a little rude.
It hurts my feelings? Oh, kind of a lot.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They are waving to you. They just waved to me first. They are waving to
no.
you.
No, it's too late.
All right, I'm going to say goodbye for the last time here. Goodbye.
Bye.